Next on BYUSN, we've got the 2022 football season superlatives. We're not going to say it. We're going to declare some of the best of the year.
Plus, Cam Meller joins us to look at BYU players' draft stock for this year and next.
Let's go, baby. It's not too early. And a little bit of news with the BYU football player in that regard. Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. It is Tuesday, January 17th. I'm Jerem Jordan. He is Yasin-born identity Shepherd.
I wonder if people know how...
Get the reference?
If they get the reference, but they also know how often I am actually mistaken for one Jason Bourne. It happens.
Matt Damon's...
It happens all the time. Yeah. I'm not kidding you.
Really?
Yes, I mean, it drives my wife insane.
Like, have you taken a photo or signed anything before? Like, is it that
Matt level? And I choose not to be in the same place at the same time.
Like, you suddenly showed up in Interstellar?
It drives my wife insane. She's like,
really?
I don't see it.
Wouldn't she want to see it?
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think it would be a good thing
for
Sister Shepherd. Okay?
That, yeah.
All right. On today's show, speaking of today's show, BYU football season superlatives, as you mentioned, it's going to be fun. It's always fun to do these. Plus, College Football Network's Cam Meller joins us to talk NFL draft stock with Jaren Hall and others. Kind of curious to find out if there's anybody else on the roster who he sort of has on his radar.
Yep.
And how about this? Is Trevin Nell back for BYU hoops?
Okay.
We'll look into that. Plus, top five Lauren Gustin games. The fact that we can get it down to five is pretty remarkable because just about every game.
Took a lot of time to figure that out.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Here's today's headlines.
Blake Freeland has declared for the NFL draft. He posted on Instagram, "Thank you, BYU," with the video this morning. Deadline was yesterday. BYU offensive tackle is the seventh best on the PFF draft board. 87th overall, he's the fourth best tackle on Mel Kiper's board. What an incredible career from Blake Freeland.
Good luck to him, certainly. After the Cowboys win at Tampa Bay last night, Fred Warner and the San Francisco 49ers will face Dallas Saturday afternoon in the divisional series. Great rivalry history between those two teams. Always good.
Yeah.
Hey, and if Dallas plays that well, we know how good San Francisco's playing. That should be a fun one.
Absolutely. Hopefully it's more entertaining than last night. BYU football's matchup at East Carolina has been moved to 2025 due to BYU's new Big 12 scheduling. Power 5 era, baby! The game was previously slated for 2024. At least it's not in the 2030s.
There we go. That's right. Hey, those days are over, right? Those days are over.
But it is a G5 road game.
There it
which
is.
Which I don't really want to play as a Power 5 anymore. So
okay.
There you go.
So picky. Men's volleyball stays...
We can be now.
I know, we actually can, and that's kind of the fun part of it. Men's volleyball stays at number 13 in the latest AVCA coaches poll. After a bye week, the Cougars host Fairleigh Dickinson Friday and Saturday at 9 Eastern time on BYU TV.
All rise and shout. It's time for What's Trending. Trending is presented by Bodyguards, protection for a life.
I was worried that audio was buffering. She had the noise and then nothing.
That's starting to be an older phrase, but yes, the buffering. Learn more at bodyguards.com. We're still sitting in the embers of the 2022 football season, reviewing what went well, what didn't, how we feel about it. So today, we're going to hand out some football superlatives. Let's start with the best game of the year. What was it, in your opinion?
I'm curious where you go with this, because I didn't look at the season and like, okay, now that we know what the season was in its entirety, which one turned out to be the best? I went with, at the time, it was the biggest game. I still think it is.
This is the answer for me.
It's Baylor.
Yes.
For me, it's Baylor, not just because you got the win, but there was so much around that. It was, you finally had Baylor at home after going to Waco the year before. Things didn't work out the way that you had wanted. So being able to get them in Provo, get your revenge, was a big deal. But also the fact that you were sort of, you know, this was the last year as an independent. You're getting ready to go into the Big 12. To be able to have that type of performance against Baylor, who obviously was playing much better than they ultimately ended up as the season progressed. To me, it's still the win over Baylor.
I agree for the following reasons. First top 10 win at home since Miami 1990. I assume that's only the second top 10 win total ever in BYU history at home. Revenge for last year in Waco, as you mentioned. Beating a Big 12 team the year before the Big 12. overcoming field goal misses to win. Jaren Hall embracing Jake Oldroyd, starting 2-0. The field storm. This was awesome. When the dust settles, obviously Baylor wasn't as good as we thought.
Right.
But I've made this point for years. Historically, if BYU gets a win like this, typically that team maybe wasn't as good as they were at the time, and that's why you win. You just enjoy it when it happens. You don't look back on Facebook years later and say, was my girlfriend in high school? Is she still hot? It was what it was like when you were dating in high school. And when BYU played Baylor, Baylor was number 9. And it was this big deal. And so, yes, it was awesome. What's the runner-up here? Boise State, perhaps?
Yeah, probably. Because of how important that game was at the time, you had just lost 4 in a row, and you're thinking, oh, my goodness. 4 in a row, and now we got to go to Boise State in the last game of that series? And then for them to come out the way they did? I have a feeling.
More of that coming up.
I have a feeling there'll be more references to this. But, yes, probably Boise State.
Yeah, I think so. Notre Dame would have been the best win of the season had BYU.
Well, look, and the other thing in terms of best wins, I think it's also, if there's a win that gets you a lot of national attention, I think that helps with what the best game of the year is. Yeah. And certainly beating Baylor, that put BYU on the road because everybody knew what Baylor had done the year before.
Yes. Utah State, Wyoming. Think about it. Like 2 weeks later, BYU walks into Eugene. Eugene is in that mix, but BYU's ranked as high as 12th because of that win. And certainly BYU was overrated at the time.
All right, so
but
from,
you enjoy it while you have it.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't sit back and go, we're over. When BYU was 12th, they were 12th.
All right, let's move on. From the best game of the season, how about the worst game of the season?
Yeah, I don't say Oregon because walking into Eugene certainly is going to be tough. The way BYU played was bad. I say Liberty because you expected to win that despite losing to Notre Dame and Arkansas the 2 weeks before. Liberty at the time, I believe, was 6-1. BYU's up in this game, 14-3, gives up 38 unanswered. Yep. That was the end, where it was like, oh, gosh, we've hit a new low here. Liberty has a nice season where they beat Arkansas, and they're on the cusp of getting into the rank, and I think he maybe even
they
got into the AP.
They fell off the map.
Once Hugh Freeze starts talking with Auburn, they just go downhill. They lose to New Mexico State late in the season. This was a massive bummer because when you go on the road against a team like Liberty, and that week, I was very confident that BYU would go in and win. I had my 5 reasons. I didn't have 5 reasons BYU was going to give up 38 unanswered. That was very disappointing and still is.
I came very close to going with Arkansas because, really, if you think about it, that game was sort of the demise of the defensive side of the football where everything just sort of started to trail downward.
Giving up 52 at home.
Yes. So I came very, very close, but ultimately I landed where you did with Liberty. Yep. And I think it was because of the way the game played out. I was with you. I thought BYU was going to go in and, I don't know if roll, but certainly win the game comfortably because they should have. And in the way they start the game at 14-3, as you mentioned, you're thinking, okay, well, fine. This is exactly how we thought this game was going to play out. But then the way that the game played out, getting blown out, and in the manner that you did with the unanswered points, it has to be the worst loss.
It'll never be acceptable to go play that game and lose in that way. There's never a time where we'll go, well, no, that was fine.
Yeah.
you never want to get blown out at all. It happens. But it's different when it's in Eugene versus when it's in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Correct.
Okay, next up, season MVP, runner-up. We say runner-up because we think it's so obvious that Jaren Hall's the MVP.
So I went with, and this the fun part about this one is there's a lot of good options here. And maybe I took the safe route, but I also think it's the right route.
And it's BYU.
And I went with Puka. So with what he did, and for him during his career to be as prolific as he has been, to deal with the injuries that he's also had to deal with, for him to be able to put up the numbers and be the go-to guy that he was for the offensive side of the football, to me, he's the guy that's right below Jaren Hall in terms of MVP.
He was never really 100%, even when he played.
Yeah.
He played in 9 games. He had 10 total touchdowns. That's more than anybody not named Jaren Hall. He led the team in catches and receiving yards, 48 and 625. I believe if he plays a full 13 games, he probably gets 1,000. 8.4 yards per carry on 25 carries. Like, dynamic with the ball. And, of course, this play, which more on this coming up against Boise State, is a sort of season saver because 8-5 is very different than 7-6, and that dramatic win in the final game there is pretty awesome. Of course, he starts the season with a 75-yard jet sweep for a touchdown. Gets another touchdown in that quarter. He was just fantastic.
All right, moving on to the next one. This one's interesting. Most outstanding single game performance.
We go back to Puka against Boise State. 14 catches for 157 and two touchdowns. Those 14 catches tied for third most in a game in BYU history. 157, always awesome no matter who you're playing. The two touchdowns, amazing. Both were toe-tapping, incredible. The second, of course, is the play of the year, probably for BYU football. And it beats Boise State. It's on the blue. It's the last game of that series. Always good to send the Broncos home with the loss. That was amazing.
Yes, it is.
That was amazing. And it just epitomizes how athletic he is and what kinds of plays he can get. There have not been many, if any, receivers like Puka Nacua. I still think Austin Colley's the greatest receiver in BYU history because of the volume and quality. But if Puka had had a healthy 3 years at BYU like Austin had, I think I'd be saying Puka's the best receiver in BYU history.
I can't add or edit anything you said in terms of the rationale. The answer is Puka.
You sound like Omni.
Well, look, why would I? Why, you said it perfectly. The answer is Puka for the reasons that you just mentioned. It was that performance.
Amen and amen.
Yes.
Next. Kay. Best newcomer. Now, newcomer can mean what you want it
yes.
to mean. Yes.
Okay. And so, obviously, first-year player or somebody that maybe is getting their first opportunity, that's kind of where I went with my answer, and I went with Cody Epps. Cody Epps.
So did I.
Okay, here's the other
part.
We did not talk about this. So this is not like we're on the same
page. Okay, come on in. Sometimes we'll fake it. Like, oh, yeah, we don't know. No, we really didn't
We talk. Purposely yeah. made sure that we sent our answers in to our producer, Ben Bagley, separately.
We did not want to know.
Yeah. So look, Cody Epps only played in 8 games. But what he did, he was second on the team in touchdowns with 6. 39 catches for 459 yards and an average of 12. He was dominant in his time on the field. To be able to see what that could have been had he been able to play more games, I am so excited about what this upcoming season could be with a quarterback like Keaton Slovis. Oh my gosh, what he did in limited time should make BYU fans salivate for the opportunity for him next year.
I'm just praying he's still on the team, because if I'm a Pac-12 team, a Big 12 team, an SEC team, I want a Cody Epps. BYU needs to keep him here. They need to make sure NIL is good enough for him, and so on and so forth. He had 5 catches in 2020, didn't play in 2021. This is why he's newcomer-ish, right? And what he did was incredible. Highlighted by the Notre Dame game. 4 catches for 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. He stuck out. He made some of those 4 and 5-star guys look silly because he was a first-team All-American. Like, how does BYU even get Cody Epps at high school? Bryce Young is his quarterback in high school, by the way. The Heisman Trophy winner 2 years ago, Alabama. He's amazing.
Modern day in,
perhaps,
in L.A.
Perhaps a top 5 pick in the NFL draft this year for Bryce Young.
All right.
Okay, next up.
Best moment.
Best moment is beating Baylor in overtime.
Okay.
The fan storm. That moment was the best of the season.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, all right. I went a little more emotional.
Oh, let's hear it.
I went with the Oldroyd Hall embrace. So obviously same
the
game.
Oldroyd.
Yes, exactly. So same game.
Yeah.
But I went with that moment. Now, obviously BYU gets the win, so that's everybody's feeling good. And obviously that's,
if they lose, that
changes everything. So the fact that BYU won the game obviously helps the situation.
Sure.
But we learned a lot. I didn't need to be told and have that type of situation tell me what type of guy Jaren Hall is.
Yes.
But I think that allowed not just the BYU fan community, but it allowed the nation to see the type of person and leader that Jaren Hall is for what he did immediately. As soon as that game was over, he found Jake Oldroyd. He gave him a hug and told him, you know what? We got you. We got you. And I thought that was an awesome moment.
NFL scouts are going to talk to him about that moment.
Yes.
Undoubtedly. And those happen a lot. We just don't see them.
Right.
Right? We saw this one, which was cool. Okay, best... we said best moment. What's the worst moment of the year?
I went with the ECU loss. Mm. And the reason that I did, and I referenced this earlier, that was the 4th loss in a row.
Yep.
And at that point, you see that the next week is Boise State, and you're thinking to yourself, How is this going to get any better? How is this losing streak going to stop?
Are we going to make a bowl game?
Yes.
There was real concern at that point at 4-5.
Look, and I'm sorry, ECU coming to Provo, you don't lose that game. And so you lose the game on a field goal, you lose by 3, and you've lost 4 in a row. That was kind of the, it just felt like, when is this ever going to get better? So for me, it was that.
Second week in a row with Kleinstocke calling the defense. They were very improved in that game. Sub 30, offense needs to put up 30 plus at home, did not. That was a hard moment for sure.
Okay, let's see. Best play. I have a feeling.
Puka's game winner against Boise State. Yeah. Like this is the play of the year, the toe touch, the balance, the ability to make sure you secure the ball and get in bounds and scrape some beads and have BYU photo take it. I mean, this was incredible. It's fourth down. It's a fade. Fades in the end zone are not awesome unless you're throwing to Puka Nacua.
Yeah, it's that play. It's the toe tap in the end zone, and it's not just the play. It's how big the play was, when it happened, and the degree of difficulty to make the play. All of that was in one play, and it was Puka's catch.
I still need to figure out the top 100 plays in BYU history, which we keep a kind of a running tally, where that fits, because it is certainly
one of the greatest
plays. Yes. I think initially I looked through and couldn't put it in like the top 25 because there were just some amazing ones. We'll have to look. Okay, finally, best under-the-radar player.
I went with John Nelson.
Good pick.
Did you go John Nelson?
No.
Okay.
But I love that one.
So I went with John Nelson and...
Nightmare Nelson.
Exactly.
You got the nickname out there.
He was second on the team defensively in tackles for loss.
Yep.
You had Ben Bywater with 7, I believe. Or no, excuse me, Tyler Batty was 7. Mm-hmm. John Nelson had 6. And then John Nelson had the most sacks on the team with 3.
No one is answering that trivia question.
Yeah.
Who led the team in sack? John Nelson. It was John Nelson.
It was John Nelson, yeah. And I don't know if people realize that. To your point, so for me, he was the best under the radar guy.
I think that's great. The guy that I picked is kind of on the radar. I think he's definitely going to be on the radar next year, and it's Keanu Hill.
I almost went there.
Keanu Hill, 37 grabs for 577 and 7 touchdowns. Now, it's not concern. I just want more sort of Keanu spread out over the season, more consistency from him, because 51% of his yards were in 2 games, 5 of his 7 touchdowns were in 2 games, Wyoming and Utah Tech. 160 for 2 against the Cowboys, 137 for 3 touchdowns against the Trailblazers. Keanu Hill is going to be a factor. Also, Keanu Hill is sort of one of the Big 12 location gems of BYU's current recruiting.
Yeah.
A guy from Texas, dad played high-level Texas football, of course, and at Texas Tech. Uncle was an All-American at Texas. Keanu Hill is going to be a factor for BYU, maybe the number one next year for the Cougars. With Cody Epps and Chase Roberts, that is a really nice trio.
And there's an opportunity here for a great poster for Keanu Hill. Obviously, Keanu. What's one of Keanu, his movies? Speed. Keanu Hill.
Oh, I was thinking Matrix.
Oh, okay, no.
But we got to play
in motion running with speed on the poster.
We can do it. I want the old school BYU posters in the programs that have, you know, guys with like a massive, the Houston Hey Mooley recreation in black. I want that again. BYU photo. Can we do that again? That's awesome, man. Okay, our question of the day. What was the best moment of the 2022 BYU football season? Weigh in on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Joe on Twitter. Puka's fourth quarter touchdown catch to give us the dub on the Smurf. The satisfaction of bridling the Broncos
nice.
One last time as we rode off into the Big 12 sunset. Very well put. Was my highlight of the season. Hard to beat that moment. I mean, that was an incredible play in an incredible situation.
Without question. All right, join us tonight for BYU basketball with Mark Pope, the coach, and Greg Rubel. Set the stage for this week's road trip to Santa Clara and San Francisco. Watch it tonight at 8:30 Eastern on the BYU TV app.
After the break, where will Jaren Hall and Blake Freeland go in the draft? Will Puka Nacua be drafted? Cam Miller of the College Football Network breaks it all down as BYU Sports Nation continues.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Bodyguards, protection for a life worth living.
You named your son Steve, Jimmer, and Lavelle. 1984 is a place of joy to you, not a dystopian book. Your blood runs blue, despite what science says. You're BYU, and we get you, because we give it our all to ensure the Cougs can too, be it injury prevention, rehabilitation, or orthopedic surgery. And we do the same for you. Intermountain Utah Valley Hospital, official medical provider for BYU Athletics. Learn more at intermountainsportsmed.org.
When you think of BYU, you probably don't think about high school. But now BYU offers a full-time high school education to students, and it's called BYU Online High School. Flexible enrollment options are available for a variety of learners. BYU Online High School, bringing education home.
There's nothing like fine craftsmanship. That's why I use My Style Checking from Mountain America Credit Union. It has all the time-tested benefits you'd expect from checking, as well as some cool modern features, like easy-to-earn rewards, mobile alerts, and loan rate discounts. That's what I call a well-built account. Put the finishing touches on your finances. Open your My Style account today at any Mountain America branch or at macu.com. Insured by NCUA. On approved credit, membership required based on eligibility.
Hey, it's Julie. This week, only on the Top of Mind podcast, the latest in our series of conversations called Stick With It. A children's librarian takes the book banning debate to heart.
I watched all of these school board meetings from beginning to end, and it was really hard to hear these people attacking, but I really started to listen to what they are saying.
And she's become a better librarian as a result. Hear that Stick With It story this week on Top of Mind, anywhere you get podcasts.
Sliding catch for six. A goal, a catch, a touchdown, Puka Nacua!
Jaren and Puka, they've already declared for the NFL draft. Blake Freeland as well this morning. Well, technically yesterday, but on the last day. But welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. Jerem Jordan alongside Jason Shepherd. We now welcome to the program. We've got friends of the program. We've got homies of the program. Our next guest is a homie, Cam Meller of College Football Network, newly formed, formerly with Pro Football Network. We'll dive into that later. But Cam, welcome back to the show, man.
I appreciate you guys having me. I'm always happy to be a friend, but now that I'm elevated to homie status, I'm even happier.
Hey, and you got the mug. So, yeah, the swag, right. you got the swag, you got everything.
I'm not going to lie. This thing's, like, not left my hands since I've got it. So it's perfect.
Hey, at least we know it's being used.
Right. Absolutely. That, everything so far. So, you know, 10 for 10 that box was. So I appreciate it. Again, keep elevating. That's my goal.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about some of the guys we've talked about. And let's start with the fresh news of the day, which is Blake Freeland going to the NFL. What are his prospects, in your opinion? Because I know there's been a lot of first-round possibility with him.
Yeah, so I think what happened is a couple of dominoes fell with this offensive tackle class. You had Fashanu from Penn State, largely seen as the guy who could push Paris Johnson from Ohio State for the number one tackle overall. He shocks everybody by returning to school. Whatever his decisions and his reasons are, I know he was, you know, new to starting, so he's got he's OT1 next year. We can just say that at this point. I think then you look at it, you have a guy like Paris Johnson who then is the de facto one. I think those dominoes start to fall. You look at the rest of the tackles that are seen as potential day two guys, say, hey, wow, I could really vault myself up into those first 31 picks this year. And I think, you know, that's the situation with Blake right there. You know, he's a guy who could vault himself up into the top 31 picks. The Senior Bowl is going to do a lot for him, I think. You know, just prove he's healthy, prove he can, you know, do his thing against the best of the best. And I think he can maybe potentially get himself there. But at long shot or worst case scenario, he's still at day two, firmly in that early stages of round two, round three.
Well, one of the guys that was extremely happy for the play of Blake Freeland and everybody in front of him was quarterback Jaren Hall. And, you know, Cam, it's interesting. I've seen such a wide range of where people think Jaren Hall may go. What's your opinion on his draft stock?
It's tough. You know, you want to say he has all the intangibles and tools to be a first-round quarterback. That there's no denying that. The age is going to be a hindrance for him as well, unfortunately. You know, they want guys who they can get in super young, mold them, and allow them to learn and grow with the program. Jaren's got to be ready to go from the get-go, from day one. So I think for him right now, he is absolutely drafted. He's going to have a GM and an entire front office staff fall in love with him once they meet with him and get him in rooms and interviews and all the pre-draft process that goes on. But for him, the Senior Bowl is crucial, is key. He needs to showcase he can not only pick up the playbook on that first day of practice, but when he's interviewed and talked to with the staff members, with the scouts, with the eight, everybody that he's going to be around at the Senior Bowl, that whole week in Mobile, is crucial for him. It's not just what we see on field and on film from the NFL Network. It's every day that he is there, the minutia, every moment that he's there, proving that he's ready to go, ready to lead an NFL team, because he's going to be asked to do so early in his career.
We're talking to Cam Miller of the College Football Network. Hey, I'm hoping Jaron gets picked up by the Seahawks at some point. You know, fourth, fifth round, re-sign Geno. Let's keep this going. Let's talk about other guys as well who might be in the mix. Those two will be drafted, you'd think. Anybody else who will be drafted? Puka Nacua certainly sticks out. A guy like Christopher Brooks, perhaps. Who else is in the mix?
Yeah, Brooks, to me, made himself in the mix. He was down there in Orlando at the Hula Bowl. He did exactly what he needed to do. He put on a show with every carry, hard-nosed guy, big guy who could move. But to me, Puka Nacua, I think he might eventually, as we get through January into March, and when he gets to run at the combine, he's going to be a guy who could be drafted higher than Jaron, I think, at this point. I think you have no one's going to know who he is, really, the injuries, and he didn't put up a full season that people want to talk about. The guy is as fast as they come, as talented as they come. I don't need to tell you guys there or the entire the city of Provo there how talented he is. And I just think that his pre-draft process from the Senior Bowl all the way through to a pro day to the combine, he's going to be a guy who turns heads and people are going to have they develop their draft crushes on. So I think Puka jumps up and may be right there ahead of Jaron, depending on how they both perform at the Senior Bowl.
Staying with Puka, how do you think his game translates to the NFL? How does he stack up against the other guys that will be in the mix at that position looking to get drafted?
He'll be ready right away because he's got what I call natural separation ability. He uses his speed, but he uses his speed in the play. His play speed much better than most I've seen when he's healthy. He's a guy who, you know, he can create separation at the line of scrimmage with the burst that he has. He also can create that on his route breaks across any route and in any depth of the field. And so to me, he's a guy, if you look at a Chris Olave who came in and was ready to go from the opening snap with the Saints this past year, you know, that's a similar player. Super fast, super twitchy, I think is the proper draft term to use. That's Puka. And so I think for him, he's going to be ready to go as early as, you know, week one of his rookie season. And that's one of the major factors he'll have going for him.
Cam, you're so hip with the lingo. You know, you talk like the kids talk these days. We like it.
You know, I could talk in meme language. I don't know if I get it all accurate 100% of the time, but at least, you know, I'm trying. I'm trying to stay hip.
If you can communicate in all emojis, that's when you're an elite texter. But that's another conversation.
Continue to elevate.
Anybody, elevation, let's go. You too. Great song in 01. What other guys, if any, are in the mix? Or are these the four we're looking at in the NFL draft from BYU this year?
To me, that's the four. I think, you know, Chris Brooks did himself a huge favor at the Hula Bowl to get himself there. I think the three you have to hang your hat on are the three we've talked about now. It's not quite like a year ago or even, you know, with high projections for some players, the transfer portal, and obviously NIL deals are keeping players and pushing players elsewhere. So the offensive line could get one. Joe Tuguafu, excuse me, could see himself there as well. But I think with Connor Pay returning, he was the next guy for me as well. So that's sort of the headliner of the 2024 class that's returning to Provo.
Harris LeChance, the starting right tackle, does he have a shot in your opinion?
Long shot. I think right now probably a preferred walk-on. He's going to have to test well and hopefully have somebody fall in love with his size and his movement ability. Right tackle is not quite as coveted in the NFL nowadays as left tackles would be, unfortunately. So, and also it's a very stacked right tackle class. So you have Darnell Wright from Tennessee up there and DeJuan Jones from OSU. Who are going to command the right tackle attention. And then from there, it's you know, a long shot for most of these right tackles.
Cam, BYU's on a nice little run with quarterbacks. Obviously, you know what happened with Zach Wilson, and now obviously we expect Jaron Hall to be drafted. The next guy up is Keaton Slovis, and we certainly know the hype around Slovis when he was at USC. He's now a couple of places removed. He comes in here to Provo. First off, what did you make of him coming to BYU, and what do his prospects look like with a good season heading into the draft next season?
I just think it states a lot about the program and where Coach Satake has built the program. To have a guy like Keaton Slovis, say what you will about 2022 with Pittsburgh, that was not the same offense that he, I think, committed to originally. Everything changed, and it was a very unique situation there in Pittsburgh where you run the ball, you know, almost twice as much as you throw it. And you're asked to do very little in the passing game. You can't do too much. So credit to the BYU program as a whole for building themselves up into a school that says, hey, we're a quarterback-friendly program right now. We're going to get you drafted, and we're going to vault your draft stock. And I think that's got to be the biggest reason why Keaton has decided to come to BYU. I know there's a familiarity with him and where he trains in the offseason as well. But to me, this is the program that can put you on a mat for a 1 year. And, you know, kudos to Kalani for, you know, adjusting and evolving to the new age of football where you have to be willing to do the one and done at certain positions. And so that's what Slovis is, a one and done. And BYU is exactly the place he can do. He can come showcase some of that talent that he has in his right arm. Throw some receivers open, hit some deep shots down the field, be one and done, and vault himself back up into, a day two kind of kid right away.
You're always hoping to continue its string of running backs as well to the NFL, which has been pretty successful here with Jamal Williams and Tyson Williams and Tyler Algier and perhaps Christopher Brooks. Aiden Robbins comes from Louisville and then 1,000 yards with UNLV. What are you seeing from the 6'3", 230-pounder that could be great news for BYU this upcoming season?
Yeah, if you thought Chris Brooks was big and had great balance and speed for a man his size, wait till you see Aiden Robbins. This is a guy, I don't know how he didn't get looks at Louisville for 3 years he was there, but there's a reason he was, you know, an ACC running back, a Power 5 running back back before BYU was Power 5. So to me, again, a testament to where the program has been built over the past few years, a testament to evolving to the transfer portal, but then you have Robbins. I mean, this is a kid who I want to see him sort of contribute out of the backfield in the passing game, but that's not his MO right now. His MO is running people over with his size, with the contact balance. And those are skills that translate from college football to the NFL right away. So I liken him sort of to like a Javonte Williams, but a lot bigger, you know, with the Broncos from UNC. So Robbins right now has very high ceiling and just a very low floor in the sense that he's a guy who will be drafted as well, just based on physical traits alone. But if he can vault himself up with another great season, another 1,000-yard year.
So let's stay with the upcoming season and beyond. Obviously, we mentioned Keaton Slovis and Aiden Robbins. Anybody else on the roster that will be draft eligible after this year standing out to you now? Because, look, you've always been really good. Like, hey, I see this. I'm gonna predict this, and a lot of this stuff has come true. Anybody on your radar for that?
So I'll stick with the transfer portal to pull both Boise State defensive linemen, namely Jackson Cravens. This is a guy, again, Power 5 guy from before transfers, and here we are with a second destination. A guy of his stature on the inside that can play nose but also shift outside to as far out as 3-5, maybe even some 7-tech outside. So to me, the guy with his size, his potential, you know, question marks last year going into the year were can BYU rush the passer? Not this year. We're going to go into this year with a stacked defensive line and Cravens and then Bagnon as well from Boise State. Those two, I think, can vault themselves into not just draft potential, but guys that people are going to fall in love with in the sense that Cravens specifically, his versatility across the defensive line should get him coveted and high round looks, you know, day two for him if all goes to plan.
That's music to all of our ears because we're hoping for better defensive line play from BYU. Obviously, more pressure. There's more risk there, but it'll certainly be a different flavor of BYU defense. With BYU going into the Big 12, certainly fans are hoping and expecting that recruiting continues to elevate. BYU is unique. It wants members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and other talented people. It has access to a certain type of player that perhaps no one else does in a unique way. What kind of elevation do you anticipate potentially for BYU being in the Big 12 in that others who aren't necessarily looking at BYU in the first place may consider BYU now that they are Power 5?
Yeah, they're going to see them on the national stage, right? They're going to see them against the programs that everybody knows and are synonymous with college football, against the Texas Longhorns. Intercepting Quinn Ewers is going to get a defensive back to say, well, hey, maybe I could go be a Cougar. Maybe I can go live in the beautiful scenery that is BYU. They're going to be able to see Lavelle Edwards Stadium. They're going to be able to see the facilities a lot easier than it is to say, hey, you know, hear Coach Satake on the phone and say, hey, come visit me in Provo, Utah. It's a little bit different when you see it on field. So I will say to fans, probably a cautionary tale to be warned. Recruiting usually takes about a year, 2 years to catch up to where you are today. And so it might not happen right away. It might not happen overnight. Give the staff time, give the program time. You know, there will be a large adjustment period, but it's going to eventually elevate, since that's the theme of the talk today. It will elevate. You know, it just may take some time, but once there's the fans and recruits and parents specifically, once those eyes have been opened, it will elevate with the program.
When Jerem introduced you, Cam, he mentioned the College Football Network. That's a new venture for you. Tell us about it.
It's college football all the time. You know, not very many do it across the country, if any. to cover all 131 teams evenly. You know, you hear about the top five, the top six, the perennial powerhouses, and College Football Network is taking it to the next level, in which we give every program across the country an equal share, a fair share. We're a small outfit, but we're doing it right, and we're going to, you know, stand by the programs and the players themselves to help elevate their platforms. So I appreciate you guys giving me time to discuss it. And, you know, it's where you can find full coverage on all 131 teams, not just those top five we're all sick of hearing about.
Well, now we're going to be snooty and Power 5 friendly. So, no, it's going to be awesome to check out the work. You've always really known BYU as well. We appreciate it. And thanks for the insight. Great stuff.
It's my pleasure, as always. Thanks for having me. Look forward to being back as a homie level status and whatever we can figure out is the next level up.
It's a new level. Absolutely.
Enjoy that. Here we, oh, look at that. Great product placement.
Got you.
Thanks, Kim.
I wasn't paid for this, I promise.
Look, it's nice to know when those boxes go out, they're being used.
We knew Cam was using
it. That's awesome.
We appreciate
that. That's very cool.
Hey, hot take there. I loved it.
The Cravens?
Yeah. The fact that Puka could be drafted ahead of Charon. I love it.
Look, he's...
Despite being kind of injured this year, he made the point, hey, he's going to show up and show out in workouts and the pro day and combines and everything.
Well, look, I referenced this. He has this knack, especially with BYU, of sort of saying these things that others are like, what?
He had Zach early.
Yep.
He had Peyton early. Unfortunately, Peyton's been injured.
Right.
And that career hasn't kind of turned out, but...
But yeah, so
he knows BYU.
He knows BYU very, very well. So it's cool to hear him talk that way. And look, and this is what you want. This is exactly what Kalani's talked about. That if your goal is to go to the NFL, he wants BYU to be a place where you can make that dream come true.
We used to ignore that because it was inconvenient. We used to go, well, I don't know. No, it matters. And BYU is producing NFL players now, and it's awesome.
It is,
and it's going to continue. And I've said this before, but the 2018 to 21 group, and there was some bleed over, right, into 22. This has been a special, talented group the last couple of years that we're going to see kind of more NFL guys from this four-year span than we have in a long time.
Agreed. Lauren Gustin and the Cougars host San Francisco in a Thursday matinee. The annual kids game. One of the best, if not the best, environments
SpongeBob SquarePants. The
entire season. Don't miss it Thursday at 1 Eastern following BYU Sports Nation on BYU TV and the BYU TV app.
Seriously, it's crazy.
It's awesome.
It's so fun and loud. Coming up, is Trevin Nell back? The Instagram video that makes us think he is. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
I'm a professional mom, and I mean business. Between helping the kids with school, coaching the soccer team, and everything else, I don't have time to mess around. Pro tip, BYU food to go. They've got everything from Kahlua pork, classic side dishes, to elegant desserts. Whether it's a wedding reception, family reunion, tailgating party, or a hungry ward, they've got you covered. Simply order, pick up, and serve. BYU Food to Go will help you put together an amazing event that everyone will enjoy. Check out BYU Food to Go.
If you're looking to build your brand awareness and increase market share as BYU moves into the Big 12, this is the place, BYU Athletics. We can provide the tools you need to make sure your company is seen and heard. BYU Athletics is where you can align your products and services with loyal fans that cheer for our Cougars. And they can also help your business win. Learn more about what a partnership with BYU Athletics and your company will look like. After all, this is the place. Email sponsorship at byu.edu today.
Utahns love staying active, and Intermountain Healthcare is here to help keep it that way. Because maybe you can't lift 500-pound plates like a lineman, but you might have what it takes to scale Olympus. Maybe you got 3-foot range instead of 3-point, but you can handle 3 feet of powder. It's a way of life. And if there's ever a setback, we're here to get the Cougs and you back out there. Intermountain Healthcare, official medical provider for BYU Athletics. Learn more at intermountainsportsmed.org.
When you listen to BYU Radio, you'll find it more than just a safe space for you and your family. More than just uplifting stories and quality content. BYU Radio is here to feed your mind and enrich your soul. Our programming is designed to help you better understand the world we can see and the world we can't. We are here to help you dig deeper into life and discover lessons and experiences we all share. Download the BYU Radio app and let the journey begin.
This is BYU Sports Nation. To interact with the show and get great content throughout the day, follow us on our social media platforms on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok.
He is Matt Damon lookalike. I am Zach Braff lookalike. Let's whip it. Good Whip Around is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
Interesting you go Zach Braff versus the Michael Cera.
Yeah, the Michael Cera one is not as awesome.
All right, BYU versus SMU in the Albuquerque Bowl was ranked the 90th best. We're top 90. That's all we care about. The 90th best college football game of the season. It was the only BYU game on the list. Should there have been another game?
Yeah, I think Bill Connolly should have had another game on there. I think Baylor was...
I agree with you.
At the time, it was awesome. Certainly he could win and be like, well, neither won 9 games this year. SMU? Really? Just because of the finish?
Maybe.
And it probably recency bias on that one too.
They're like, wait a minute, we haven't been paying attention. What was their last game? Yeah.
Who played when?
Yeah, it should have had the Baylor game. The Baylor game should have been on there.
It wasn't.
I'm not saying it needs to be high, but it needs to be probably ahead of the Albuquerque Bowl.
Yes, it shouldn't be higher. It was a great finish, no doubt. Trevor Nell posted this video on Instagram saying, was a cold welcome back from the team. Does this mean he's back?
I don't know. I would love for it to mean that he's back. We don't know. It's one of those ones where you can read it and you can interpret it a lot of different ways. I'm very anxious. There's actually media availability later on this afternoon for basketball.
I think we're going to find out
today. I think we'll know one way or the other.
Reached out to spokesman for the team and said, we'll see. It's not necessarily a yes or no there, perhaps. He has been working with the scout team the last couple of weeks. He's been practicing. And maybe back just means he can practice fully.
Right.
Because he can still redshirt if he wants and have two full years.
But he
may choose to just play the rest of this year out and burn the year.
He told me, it was probably 2 weeks ago, we were talking, I was doing pregame interview for the radio side of things, and he at the time said that it was going to be in a couple of weeks, which would now be now, that he was going to sit down with Coach Pope and they were going to discuss this. So maybe there is something.
Selfishly, I'd love for him to not play this year and have him for 2 years in the Big 12.
Yep.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he says, I've been here a couple of years, last year's my last year. And then
if he wants to play, I more power to him.
It'll be interesting to work him into the rotation.
Absolutely. All right, are you more excited for March Madness or, after seeing the latest trailer, March Mandalorian, coming out March 1st?
Ooh, good question. I'm excited about both, certainly. Just finished Rebels, by the way. Incredible. It took me a long time to finally get that. March Madness, probably, because Mandalorian they can watch anytime.
Yeah, it's probably March Madness. Plus,
it's so special.
Yeah, well, look, I love The Mandalorian. I think it's fantastic. But yeah, because you can watch it at any time, live sports can't do that.
And it'll be week to week. March Madness, I consume all those games
Correct.
Right away.
Yes, yes.
Okay, it's James Earl Jones' 92nd birthday. Better movie role, Field of Dreams, Sandlot, or The Voice of Darth Vader?
It's a no-brainer. Hands down, it's Darth Vader. It's the greatest villain 100%. Of all time.
100%.
It's that voice with Darth Vader, you can't separate them.
Nope.
So, yes, it's Darth Vader.
No.
And happy 92nd birthday to James Earl Jones.
It's Darth Vader.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, BYU Gymnastics is back in action Friday night against Boise State. Our live coverage from the Marriott Center starts at 9 Eastern with Jerem and Mikkel Merkley on BYU TV.
Really, it's probably Spencer. Lauren Gustin is killing it right now. Coming up, Top 5 Tuesday looks back at her best performances. This year's produced a bunch. This is BYU Sports Nation.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
You're unique. And so are your financial needs. That's why, at Zions Bank, we're dedicated to supporting you, serving you, equipping you, educating you, inspiring you, cheering you, and providing you with tools and services designed to meet you where you are, no matter where you find yourself. It's just one of the many ways Zions Bank is for you. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 467014.
Did you know the average TV commercial break is around 3 minutes long? And that it takes a cup of noodles about 3 minutes to cook? Your favorite song is probably 3 minutes long, too. And you get a pressure-filled 3 minutes to finish your turn in Scrabble? But did you know you can get a rain-repelling, triple-foaming, tire-shining, undercarriage rust-inhibiting car wash in just 3 minutes? You can, with membership at Quick Quack, home of the 3-minute shine. Just say, Siri, directions to Quick Quack. See you soon.
Cougar fans, it's time to gear up and get loud for BYU sports. The BYU Store is the number one source for all your quality, authentic BYU clothing. We carry the latest BYU Nike clothing and much more. This year's Final Tour Game Day shirt celebrates the last year of independence, and it's only $12.99. Get into the campus store, the stadium store, or online at BYUstore.com for the widest selection and best pricing of BYU clothing and accessories. The BYU Store, official outfitter for BYU fans everywhere.
Listen to the In Good Faith podcast for first-person stories of faith and belief.
Holy envy. It's a stolen phrase, a borrowed phrase from Christopher Stendahl. But what I loved about it before I ever knew where it came from or who said it was the curiosity it engenders. The phrase itself puts a question mark in the air, and I always think that's a fabulous way to begin a conversation.
A new episode every Sunday. Find In Good Faith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation, live in Studio B. Shep and I are trying to become as good as Lauren Gustin is at rebounding at something in our lives. She's having an incredible season, which brings us to Top 5 Tuesday. We look at the best 5 games of Lauren Gustin's amazing career so far.
And not surprisingly, we start at number 5. We have Lauren's then career high 21 rebounds against Oklahoma on December 10th, 2021. The then ranked number 16 women's hoops team fought into overtime, being led by Gustin in her fourth double-double of the season. While the team eventually took their first loss of the year, Gustin posted 13 points, a career high 4 steals, 8 offensive rebounds, and 13 total rebounds.
Number 4, LMU last Thursday, 11 points, 24 boards, 16th career double-double, tying her career high in boards as she out-rebounded the Lions by 2 in the Cougars' 5th straight win at the time.
Coming in at number 3 is women's basketball's first conference win this season against Pacific. Gustin led the team to victory with her second 2020 game. She's since added to that, by the way, posting 21 points and 22 rebounds. After a free throw and a layup in the final minute of the game, Gustin hit 21 points, hitting 20-plus points for the 4th time this year.
Number 2, 2021 against Pepperdine, her first 2020, career-high 27 points, 20 rebounds. At the time, 6th most in the Marriott Center, and most since Tina Gunn Robinson's 23 in the 79-80 season.
Wow.
But wait, there's more.
Yes, the number one most impressive Lauren Gustin game so far is her performance against San Diego earlier this month. Gustin single-handedly out-rebounded USD's total of 23 with her own career-high 24 rebounds. It was also her second 2020 game of the season, scoring 21 points and continued to earn her the title of the double-double queen.
Let's get some shirts made, man. That's
the DDQ.
She's unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. Like Dairy Queen NIL or something? What are we thinking?
Look, she's the nation's leading rebounder.
She's amazing.
Yes. She comes out of the start of these games and just shoots out of the gate with 10 rebounds in like the first 5 or 6 minutes.
That's a tone.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Nobody has an answer for her.
And this team has really turned a corner. They had a losing record at one point, coming out of a non-conference and early. They had to go at Gonzaga on a Saturday, at Portland on a Monday. That's as hard of a trip in league as you could
They've
have.
They've now won 6 games in a row.
Awesome.
They're 5-2 in conference, and they're overall 2 games above 500 at 10-8.
And they're sitting in a situation where tomorrow, going to be a fun game, yep, right after this show, we'll toss it right to BYU against San Francisco
on Thursday.
Thank you. The Kids' Day game. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. She is must-see TV right now, which is awesome.
All right, men's volleyball back at the Smith Fieldhouse on Friday night.
I know I'm on that one, Joe.
You are on that one, yes. You can do gymnastics if you want.
Certainly.
The 13th-ranked Cougars host Fairleigh Dickinson. And you can watch it live at 9 Eastern on the BYU TV app.
What was the best moment of the 2022 football season? Your answers after the break. There were a bunch. How about this one? The end of the half to Chase Roberts.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store. official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Mother, father, thank you for taking the time to meet with me here at the kitchen table. We as a team need to take my high school education to the next level. I have been made aware of a new opportunity with greater flexibility and a wider range of class offerings. I'm speaking, of course, of BYU Online High School.
Earn a real high school diploma with BYU Online High School, bringing education home.
I was also hoping I could get a corner office overlooking the back patio and trampoline.
Find out more at highschool.byu.edu.
Cougar fans, it's time to gear up and get loud for BYU sports. The BYU Store is the number one source for all your quality, authentic BYU clothing. We carry the latest BYU Nike clothing and much more. This year's Final Tour Game Day shirt celebrates the last year of independence, and it's only $12.99. Get into the campus store, the stadium store, or online at BYUstore.com for the widest selection and best pricing of BYU clothing and accessories. The BYU Store, official outfitter for BYU fans everywhere.
Did you know the average TV commercial break is around 3 minutes long? And that it takes a cup of noodles about 3 minutes to cook? Your favorite song is probably 3 minutes long too. And you get a pressure-filled 3 minutes to finish your turn in Scrabble? But did you know you can get a rain-repelling, triple-foaming, tire-shining, undercarriage rust-inhibiting car wash in just 3 minutes? You can, with membership at Quick Quack, home of the 3-Minute Shine. Learn more at don'tdrivedirty.com. See you soon.
Looking for a new way to spend your evening? Cooking a pot of spaghetti? Working on that DIY project? Just try not to cook the spaghetti on the DIY stove.
Well, no matter what you're fixing, why not let BYU Radio filter out the noise? With all your favorite shows on podcasts, it's never been easier to feel inspired or uplifted. Listen by downloading the BYU Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts, and serve up your evening with a warm side of wonder.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
BYU Sports Nation is on demand. Download the free BYU TV and BYU Radio apps or listen to the podcast. While you're there, please subscribe, rate, and review.
Excited to see more Cody Epps touchdowns in 2023 in the Big 12. That's going to be awesome, man. Our question of the day is this. What was the best moment of the 2022 BYU football season? Weigh in on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. At Ames Flames, beating Baylor. LES was electric. LES was electric. Jeff Grimes knew our rush defense would break eventually, but they didn't. Epic game. So glad I got to be there. Ames Flames lives in Texas. So kind of the reverse flow. Flew in to watch the team from Waco, which was awesome. I believe she and her fam went to the game in, at Baylor last year. But yeah, that was huge. Obviously, the momentum, the excitement of 10-3 team coming off that season, all the returners. You pound South Florida pretty easily with a great first quarter.
And remember the high hopes that there was for Baylor.
They had just won the Big 12 the year before. They were
that was a
the
massive game that BYU won.
Pick.
Yes.
And TCU was like, no, I don't think so. Doug on Twitter. Just Doug.
Doug.
The dog from, what is it?
Is it a Doug, right?
From Up.
Oh, from Up.
The camera guy's like,
yeah.
I don't want to speak. I'll just point. The last play of the season. Robinson making the solo tackle on the two-point conversion at the one was amazing. I was lucky enough to watch it at field level on the goal line. Thought there was zero chance QB was going down. That was amazing. And cold. That was a great moment. It really was a nice moment to end the season. To have that amazing, and a bit ironic given the struggles of the defense, that the defense comes up with this game-saving play to end the season, which was great. Now they take this positive momentum with Jay Hill's new staff into the offseason.
All BYU needed to do is just win the game. It didn't matter how. It was like you don't want a repeat of the previous season where you lost the bowl game to a team that you shouldn't have lost to, and then everybody talked, well, look at how the season ended. Just getting that win was a big accomplishment.
And again, 7-6 feels very different than 8-5. In my estimation, you cannot be a bad team or even mediocre if you're 8-5. You are good plus. Obviously, 9 would have been nice. 10 would have been even better plus. But BYU figured something out at the end of the season, won 4 in a row. Feeling what's weird is, do we feel better going into this offseason than the one before, even though BYU won 10 games? Winning a bowl game has a very sort of extreme emotional impact.
It's the ultimate recency bias. If you have a win that you get to sit on throughout the offseason, whether it was a good win or not, against an impressive team or not, it's still a win that gives you hope that you're going to see more wins when the new season starts.
And if the present is inconvenient or overly negative, you just push it to the side.
It didn't matter.
And look forward.
Yes.
And looking forward certainly is bright for BYU as we embrace what will be the toughest situation but best ever in BYU football history with the Big 12 and figuring out, okay, what pieces fit where on the coaching staff, on the field, and seeing how BYU does. I don't know. Is BYU going to be like 9 wins good this year? Are they going to be 4 wins good? Are they going to be somewhere in the middle? I'm excited to find out. I don't really know. Because last year, Shep, that's the most confident walking into a season I've been since 08. Going, I know what we have. I know we're going to do this. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. Crap happens, right? And BYU's defense wasn't great. Jaren Hall gets hurt. There's not a capable backup sitting there. It wasn't like the year before because Tyler Algier's not sitting there. Baylor Romney's not sitting there. And that defense was better a year ago than it was this last year. And that's okay. You walk into this new situation. Maybe Keaton Slovis lights the world on fire and Aiden Robbins does a little more than what Chris Brooks did. Chris was good. I just think in third and fourth down and short, we were hoping for a little bit more out of this BYU rushing offense. And if there was, maybe BYU wins 9 and it's one game different and it's so different.
Yes, it's monumental.
And it's ECU, man.
Yeah.
If ECU is a win, this season feels very different.
Now we just need the schedule to come out.
What schedule?
Hey, the Pac-12's coming out with their schedule. They probably feel like since we can't beat them in terms of media rights money, maybe we'll just beat them to the punch with the schedule.
Well, they had a great year. They really did. The Pac-12 is much improved, and it's probably good that BYU played the 5 in 2021, not this last year where a bunch were ranked.
That's right.
Okay, Caleb J. McKay on Instagram. Personally, the most electric moment was the fourth quarter break at Notre Dame when we took over their light show with the longest Let's Go Cougars chant I have ever heard. Would have been better if we had won, though. That was certainly a nice showing for a game that BYU was ultimately hoping was in Provo. It wasn't. It was all Notre Dame. It was NBC. It was everything. But BYU fans showed out.
Yes.
And BYU almost got that one.
They showed out in the soda lines.
Yes, they did. Our elite voice of the day. They always do. Voice of the day. Where there's sugar, a BYU fan will be found. Presented by PAX, Healthcare Elevated. Brian on Twitter. Boise State win. Jaren was dropping dimes. Great game by Jaren. Started to run again.
Yep.
Puka was hauling in everything. Best win of the year. We feel like Baylor was the best, probably, game. Although, if you say win, it changes it for me. I think the best win probably was Boise State. I agree with that.
You're backtracking now.
Well, I'm changing. I'm moving.
You're changing the parameters of the conversation.
I'm moving the goalpost.
Ooh, you're moving the goalpost.
Yeah,
I like it.
Game versus win.
Hear you now, believe you later.
Hear me now, but believe me later. Today's Ride Shoutout is presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Blake Freeland, a tremendous career, Senior Bowl invite, second best rated tackle in the country. He is going pro. Congrats.
Yeah, congrats to him.
Our thanks to today's guest, Cam Miller.
Conversation continues 24/7 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This and all of our shows are on demand on BYUSN.com.
Sorry to Dennis Pitta, we ran out of time for Jason and Jerem. Shout out to Brenna Chase. Go Cougs!
I'm unique, and so are my financial needs. That's why when Zions Bank says they're dedicated to valuing you, supporting you, serving you, understanding you, protecting you, what they're really saying is they're dedicated to providing me with tools and services designed to meet my unique financial needs, no matter what stage of life I find myself in. It's just one of the many ways Zions Bank is for you and for me. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender, and MLS number 467014.
Did you know the average TV commercial break is around 3 minutes long and that it takes a cup of noodles about 3 minutes to cook? Your favorite song is probably 3 minutes long too. And you get a pressure-filled 3 minutes to finish your turn in Scrabble? But did you know you can get a rain-repelling, triple-foaming, tire-shining, undercarriage rust-inhibiting car wash in just 3 minutes? You can with membership at Quick Quack, home of the 3-Minute Shine. Learn more at don'tdrivedirty.com. See you soon.
There's nothing like fine craftsmanship. That's why I use My Style Checking from Mountain America Credit Union. It has all the time-tested benefits you'd expect from checking, as well as some cool modern features, like easy-to-earn rewards, mobile alerts, and loan rate discounts. That's what I call a well-built account. Put the finishing touches on your finances. Open your My Style account today at any Mountain America branch or at macu.com. Insured by NCUA. On approved credit, membership required based on eligibility.
Listen to BYU Radio however you like. on the FM dial at 107.9 KUMT Randolph Ogden Salt Lake Provo. On HD Radio at 89.1 KBYU FM HD2 Provo. Ask your smart speaker for BYU Radio and online at BYURadio.org. We're also on Sirius XM Satellite Channel 143. BYU Radio.